Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour two here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Cowboys getting set to take on the Vikings Sunday night football. And Stephen Jones joins us now to talk about all the things. And a good afternoon, Stephen. How the heck are you?
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're doing wonderful. You know, everything's ahead of the team, so that does wonders for our mood. Do you guys feel like if you win out one way or another, you'd probably get in?
We just feel like we got one hell of a chance. If you know, obviously we do have to have help. We're not naive to that, but you know, just feel that if we could get to that point and we could win out, we're going to give ourselves a great opportunity.
What do you think the things are you need to do well or get cleaned up from the Detroit game in order to give yourself a chance to do that?
I think the biggest thing is we've got a you know, from the last game, we you know, we ended up settling for a lot of field goals. I think you know, we need to get touchdowns. I mean, that's why Detroit got the best of us, is they were getting touchdowns and we were getting field goals. So that's important. I think we got to get back to running the football better. You know, we stuck to the run, but we didn't get any explosives, which we have been, you know, for most of the year. And so that's going to be real important against this Minnesota defense in particular. And, you know, don't get in situations where you're behind the chains. And then defensively, we got to get back to getting pressures and stopping the run. And I think we've got a good plan to do that. And so feel really good about it. And then on special teams, we've you know, we had an off game there as well. We got beaten all three phases by Detroit and gave up way too much field position in that game, especially against a good team on the road like Detroit, who's explosive on offense. You can't win the game like that. And certainly we've you know, got to be better at that in terms of the special teams.
Yeah. What is the key there on kickoff coverage? Is that coaching or changing personnel? What needs to change there?
I think it's everything. I mean, it's you know, when something doesn't go right, I think the way we look at it around here is it's top to bottom. Whether it's the you know, whether it's the organization, the coaches, or the players, we got to be better. And I think we got personnel that can get the job done. And just got to play hard. I mean, we'd played 4 games in 17 days, and that's no excuses, but we just got to play faster with a, you know, with an identity and execute and hold ourselves to a high standard.
Steven, Trayvon Diggs told the local beat a little while ago that he's healthy, he's ready to play, and he expects to play. Do you expect him to play on Sunday?
Yeah, we're going to make that decision tomorrow. You know, we have another day of work, and, you know, I think Coach Schottenheimer's been real clear, as Coach Eberflus, in terms of evaluating the full body of work for the week and make that decision tomorrow.
And then with Nate Thomas, does it look like he's probably going to be starting in place of Tyler Guyton again since he's still dealing with that ankle?
Certainly looks that way at this point. And the good news is Nate had a great week of practice, as did Adeniji, but feel like Nate is certainly rebounded. We didn't play our best in the offensive line against the Lions. We got to get that back to the standard we expect and fully expect that to happen.
So with Trayvon's practice window scheduled to close next Sunday, are you 100% sure he will at some point return this year?
Yeah, I feel like he will, but obviously, there's a certain standard that Coach Schottenheimer and his staff are, looking at with him, and certainly for him to play the type of defense we want him to play and play the corner position the way we want him to play it, he needs to be out there practicing, which he has been, and be diligent in the meetings and have good practices.
How about when it comes to Overshown? Are we ready to just sort of unleash him, no more pitch counts? And would you like to see him get back to more blitzing like he was so successful doing last year?
Yeah, I think you're spot on. His pitch count window is over now, and fully expect him to play the full body of work. And obviously what that'll entail, we'll certainly get a good picture of it on Sunday, but feel good about what we have in the game plan for him.
Stephen Jones here with you on The Fan. How about your scoreboard watch and plans for Sunday? I like what Dak said. He said he's going to root against the Eagles regardless whether they're in this position or not.
I think he's got unanimous support in the building for that.
Has there ever been a more desperate move than a positivity inflatable rabbit? Like, how much did you personally laugh at that, Stephen? A positivity rabbit in the locker room. I mean, that's ultimate desperation.
We've got to worry about ourselves. I can't be judging what others are doing, but I'm snickering, I guess.
How would you describe what it's like to watch a game with you, Steve? And I noticed Hard Knocks had a little bit of you and Jerry, and at the start of the game, you guys are sitting next to each other. By the end of it, you're on opposite ends of the row.
Yeah, you move around. We're superstitious, and certainly you get antsy as the thing closes down in terms of, as you get into that fourth quarter where it's about to, you've done all the maneuvering and it's time to see where you're going to end up. But, I'd say I'm pretty, pretty even keel in terms of taking it in. But I will say obviously get nervous anxiety and move around and walk around and pace and end up where I kind of end up, and I think Jerry's got a lot of that in him as well.
Behind-the-scenes content is just so gold for the fans. Do you enjoy watching it too?
I actually enjoy it. I do. I like seeing, seeing it from a different perspective, if you will. That was a little bit was my take on the docuseries as well. It was entertaining because, everybody has a different take in terms of what that was like in the docuseries, and certainly seeing a consolidated 2 or 3, 4 weeks of the NFC East is interesting too.
Speaking of that docuseries, the way that it was positioned and titled as your dad being the gambler, I guess this is looking forward and we're hoping for the best for 2025. But we've been talking this year about, like, is the gambler back? Is the Pickens, is the Quinnen Williams, like, is there more aggression that Jerry was talking about that led to those early championships? Is that present and maybe coming up in the future of 2026?
Yeah, I think if money were the issue, that you wouldn't have to worry about that. I think the bigger thing is just there's no question we had – a little bit of a conundrum, if you will, trying to figure out how we were going to handle CD, Dak, and obviously Micah. But, I think now we're a lot more dialed in terms of, hey, and here's what it's going to be. Here's what we're going to have in these areas, and I feel good about where we are.
Well, speaking of trades, Logan Wilson, you made the move for him at the deadline. I think the fans, there's just been a swell of, can we get more Logan Wilson on the field? Do you think that's something that they'll be able to look forward to on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're obviously monitoring that, and they'll make the decision according to the full body of work this week in terms of how they spread out the reps. And we'll see kind of where we end up tomorrow afternoon in terms of how we're going to start the game and then, of course, how we're going to play the games in terms of the reps for each one of those guys.
What's the work week been like for George Pickens this week, and how confident are we that we're going to have a bounce back on Sunday?
Oh, well, I have a complete confidence in George. He's been great. Had a great week of practice. I think everybody did. I think everybody got their legs back under him on this mini bye, if you will, and ready to go back to work.
Fun story with Philip Rivers getting back in the league, Stephen, after he was retired for 5 years. Has there ever been a situation where you were pursuing a player and trying to get him out of retirement to come play back for the Cowboys?
You know, not off the top of my head. Doesn't mean there wasn't one, but I don't really have one off the top of our head that I can lean back on. But I certainly see, you know, how it can happen. I mean, coaches have players that they have had before, you know, that might dial, you know, might dial back on. I will say this. I don't know that I've known one where they've, you know, been out of the game for 4 or 5 years and then are considering it. I mean, a lot of guys start and sit out for a year sometimes and then get enticed back at the end of that year or enticed back a year later. But, no, this is a unique one. But if anyone can do it, I mean, Philip Rivers is a consummate competitor. I see that. And obviously he's won a lot of football games in this league. So it's part of what makes the NFL are seeing these type of stories, you know, like the Philip Rivers story is going to unfold in Indy. That'll be real interesting.
So much time has passed now, but was there ever a chance that Tony Romo could have come back in the first couple years post-retirement for him?
You know, a lot of times these guys have, you know, retire, whether it's a Troy to some degree, Tony too, just because of health. I mean, it's just whether it's backs or whatever it is, and it's just, you know, difficult to keep going. And, you know, this is a physical game, and, you know, I don't necessarily know that Tony was ever, you know, being that he jumped right into the booth, was ever really thinking about it that much. I know Troy got enticed a little bit along the way, but decided against it. But, you know, those are interesting things. And, you know, especially this day and time, you do have quarterbacks like Brady, like Stafford, who are playing, you know, well into their late 30s and doing it at a high level. So it's certainly not something that you – is not possible. So, like I said, this will be interesting to see how it plays out.
Sure looks like Dak's playing at a high level here, coming up on 34. Does he have another 5-6 years in him?
Hey, I wouldn't bet against Dak at anything. You know, he's so driven to compete and to succeed and lead. And, you know, he's a driven man. And certainly we're fortunate to have him. And like I said, I'm sure you know, Dak will do it on his terms, if I'm betting. And, you know, he's one of those guys just like, you know, Stafford and Brady that I think just keeps getting better.
Jake Ferguson going to be okay with that calf?
I think we're going to be good. He had a good day today, which was what we were looking for. And, you know, barring a setback tomorrow or, you know, having any type of, any type of something that happens after practice, I fully expect right now expectation is for him to go.
Right on. Well, give him hell Sunday night. We'll be pulling for you.
Thanks a lot, guys. Salute. Have a good weekend.
You too. There you go. Stephen Jones with you here on your home of the Cowboys every Friday at 3 o'clock on 105.3 The Fan. And, yeah, fun little conversation. Appears that most of the injuries are heading in the right direction. Clowney game time decision. Tyler Guyton likely still out. Huge opportunity for Nate Thomas. We need a repeat of that Chiefs game where he handled Karloftis pretty good. Give you confidence that, yeah, maybe in the future, if you do move on from Terrence Steele, Nate Thomas could be a starter. You know, he could buy himself that opportunity if he continues to perform well. But I imagine Guyton will be back before too long, and hopefully they remain healthy in that department from here on out. All right, Sunday Night Football, 7:15 here on The Fan. You'll have the pregame with Eric and Brian Broaddus at 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Hopefully you guys are going to be basking in the glory of an Eagles defeat. Maybe be the loss of the year if the Raiders can handle them as 11.5-point dogs on the road. Okay, guys, what'd you think of ESPN's piece yesterday? Brian Windhorst and Bobby Marks got together talking about the upcoming NBA trade deadline, and trade season really starts early next week in the NBA. That's when the rumor rooskies are going to start firing all the way through February 6th. And, you know, they went through the five like ideas, trade ideas they're throwing out. Like, what could the Mavs get if they put Anthony Davis out there? And these offers were so low and insulting that I'm not even going to bore you with the details of it. And that's no disrespect to Duncanville's Ron Holland or any of the other players with DFW ties. But after reading that article yesterday, if I was Jason Kidd, I would tell Patrick Dumont, if any team has actually offered any of this, if this is what we're looking at, you tell them to bleep off and then you hang up the phone. Because there would be no point in dealing Anthony Davis. Like, you might lose this trade worse than the Luka trade if you moved Anthony Davis for this collection of, like, it's really draft lottery busts. Yeah. And like veteran players that aren't going to bring you any closer to a championship. At one point in the article, Windhorse wrote that when the Mavs dealt for AD last year, he had played 50 games, was averaging 26-12, and now his trade value is significantly different. He did average 26-12 last week.
He did. I mean, he played great last week. That's a big reason the Mavs won, what, 4 or 5?
Yeah, so can he average 26-12 over the next 5-6 weeks and significantly increase his trade value? At that point, I'd be willing to listen. But at this point, I think the better value is in just keeping Anthony Davis and hoping the moon and stars align for you. Maybe there's injuries with the other contenders, but like that's actually more appealing. Keeping my fingers crossed that Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving stay healthy and they go on some sort of a playoff run where they win a series or two before they have to face the Thunder than making a deal for any of this. I mean, this is insulting for a Hall of Famer, by the way, at 31 years old.
Yeah, but everybody knows that he's just so fragile. Everybody knows that no matter how good a numbers he can still put up, which he can.
I mean, he's averaging 20-10 in his 10 games this year. So, yeah, when he plays, he's still awesome.
Yeah, and how many games this year?
10 games.
Okay, that's the number. Yep. That's the number that you have to look at. I mean, what do you have? They had the Kings trade where I guess it's like a multi-team deal. And the
picks is really
getting,
what I'm looking for.
Yeah, that's all I'm looking for.
You know, just try and get as many picks as you can. Yeah. I don't need these failed lottery pieces from Detroit or whoever, Toronto or whatever they're trying to offer there. Just try and get as many draft picks as possible.
And I think maybe one of the reasons the draft picks aren't there is because the odds are so stretched out now that even the 8th or 9th worst team is thinking, well, we got a chance to do what the Mavs did and got Cooper Flagg. Why would we want to give up a pick that could potentially turn into Peterson, Boozer, or DeBonsa?
Yeah.
So you might have to wait until after the draft lottery for them to be like, okay, we're not parting with a generational player. Now we're willing to give you the 7th pick, the 8th pick, or something like that in a trade for Anthony Davis. It might be because, you know, this particular draft is just so loaded with potential Hall of Fame level talents that nobody wants to give up even a microscopic chance at landing one of those players. And again, that just sort of reaffirms my belief that if this is all you're going to get right now, you might as well just hang on to Anthony Davis. Like, if things go really well for him, he might opt out of the final year of his deal. Remember how Chris Paul did that a couple of years ago?
Sure.
He gave up less for a 1-year guarantee to get like 3 or 4 years guarantee to make more total money by the end of his contract. So there's ways that you could get out of it or make more of it. I think right now would be selling at the absolute bottom of the market. It's time for the C-Note coming up next. Cowboys news of the evening and everything Trayvon Diggs had to say to reporters earlier this afternoon coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, time now for some Cowboys Twitter here. Top tweets going viral about America's team from America's team. A segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Okay, let's hit it. Thanks to Stephen Jones, who just joined us at the top of the hour. If you want to go back and listen with the Odyssey app or YouTube, Twitch, something like that, with the instant rewind functionality, you can get that done. Breaking news out of Filthy. Lane Johnson, Jalen Carter, still out. So you can pretty much book it at this point. They're both going to miss the Raiders game. And I don't know when they're going to be back. You know, the Jalen Carter thing, there's pretty much been no updates on his procedure on both shoulders that we had. That story for you last week, I guess last Thursday. And then with Lane Johnson, thought he was going to be back this week. That's where all the reports were suggesting he was targeting. But maybe next week when they face their the Commanders for the first time in a 3 week period, they're going to get Washington twice here to close down the season with Buffalo sandwich there in between. So you can keep your fingers crossed on the best possible scenario there, because the trend's holding that you take Lane Johnson off the field for the Eagles and they suddenly become a pretty bad football team. And the same trend's holding for Jalen Carter as well. It's a massive, massive blow to their defense. Isn't it fascinating that AJ Brown all year complaining about not getting targets, and they were, what, 8-2? In the last three games, he's recorded 100 yards. They're trying to get him the football, and they have lost all three of those games. I think that's just, you know, another clear sign of their dysfunction. And, you know, they got so much going on here. It's such a juicy storyline. Okay, speaking of juicy storylines, this Trayvon Diggs thing is top three stories of the year for the Cowboys. He was asked if he sees a future in Dallas past this season. Of course, I love Dallas. At the end of the day, it's a business. Whatever happens, happens. I would love to be here. I love everything that comes with Dallas. I love the relationships I've built here. If that's not what it is, it's not what it is. He was asked, are you going to play on Sunday? He said, you're going to have to ask the coaches. Guys, I think what happened here is after everybody talked bad about him, he decided to come out swinging himself when he got back in town and talked about the coaches at the beginning of the season, talked about the training staff. He has not been shy with his opinions. I just think he made so many people dislike him, and the Cowboys organization values the coaches' opinions apparently enough to let them dictate this. But as rough as it was against the Giants, bad, against the Bears, one, you know, critical mistake early in that football game that puts you behind on the scoreboard. There's no way he's worse than Tryquez Bridges and Reddy Stewart. I think they are actively taking down their win probability because they don't like a guy.
Yeah, but
I think it's more than just not liking a guy. I'm sure there's a lot of guys that they don't like, but they carry themselves as professionals and they do what they're supposed to do and they're good teammates and they show up and do their job and they don't get to the microphone and call out the scheme and all these other things. And they approach rehab seriously and all that other kind of stuff. So I think the Trayvon Diggs thing, I got no problem with them. Because one, I mean, let's not talk about Trayvon Diggs like he's some all-pro corner.
No, he hasn't been good this year.
He's kind of just a dude. So would they be more willing to put him on the field if he was just intercepting balls at a ridiculous rate? I think they probably would. But when you start to balance the type of teammate that he is, type of professional that he is, and the just sort of average player that he is now, it's not worth putting him on the field when you're trying to build a new program and a new culture and accountability and all that kind of stuff is important. So, I mean, maybe they're sacrificing a little bit here in the short term, but big picture, I like what they've done to this point.
If that's what it is, you know, and maybe that contributed to their decision to move on from Micah Parsons, like, we need guys who are helping actively row the boat, not sitting in a little dinghy outside the boat pretending like the team doesn't matter to them, and there's a long-term payoff to it, I would absolutely love it. At this point in the season, you're -8 in the turnover differential. Every time Shoddy takes the podium, he's talking about turnovers, and you have no hope of doing that. You know, not with these edges, not with these corners, but Trayvon Diggs is your only chance of fixing that right now, right?
Yeah, I think your chance of fixing that is actually getting a pass rush that can work for you. Because if your pass rush is going to be as bad as it was versus Detroit, then it doesn't matter if Diggs or anybody else that you have on the rosters out there, you're going to get torched. So I get what you're saying. There's a lot that this defense needs, and in theory, Diggs can provide some of that. But it's all just theoretical at this point.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to play. I think they're just dragging this out and avoiding talking negatively about him in hopes that they could, like, make some sort of trade in March happen. Or if multiple injuries do happen, you got to put him out there. They don't want to further burn the bridge and create more resentment. But I think the return to practice window angle is the next really important story on this timeline, because if you don't bring him back by next Sunday, then he will be gone for the rest of the season. Then if you do have those injuries and going into the playoffs, you won't be able to activate him. So from my perspective, shoot, I mean, all these roster spots are important, but I'd activate him and just have him basically benched for the rest of the season by the time we get to next Sunday.
Well, I guess then you would have just never opened the window.
Well,
you didn't intend on him actually coming back, then you would have just never opened the window for his practice.
Yeah, I mean, I think they intended on him to come back. I think he just hasn't done what they've wanted him to do in practice. You know, whatever it is, if he's not, you know, practicing to the standard of what Shoddy wants, if he seems a little bit checked out, whatever it might be. I mean, even Steven alluded to it there. Like, is he doing everything to their standard? And so with him saying he's fully healthy, with him saying he expects to play, now you know if he's not playing, it's not health related. I don't think they can hide behind that anymore. Now it is bigger picture. Now it is, okay, well, we don't think that you are going to be helpful on the field because you are essentially a bad egg in the locker room.
You're mailing it in.
And we don't want a lack of effort or whatever it might be that's contributing to this. So again, like, I'm totally fine with that if that's what the case is. If they don't think they can trust a player, same thing why Jaden Blue's not playing. They don't think they can trust him, so he's not going to be active right now. But, like, I'd love it if you could get vintage 2021 Trayvon Diggs, but ever since that 11-interception season, he's got 6 interceptions in 4 years. Like, that ball-hawking monster, and yes, the injuries contribute to that, but 2 picks through 11 games in 2024. He started off 23 great, but then, unfortunately, the injuries happened. Ever since 23, just hasn't looked like the same guy.
Yeah, he came out in 2023, like, determined to prove that he was a full corner, not just an interception guy, and he was playing better and was more committed to physicality. But things have gotten so sideways, and it can be difficult to get information as the season is going on. I would like a little bit more robust reporting on what he's not doing compared to others. Maybe it is every bit as bad as Jaden Blue, but George Pickens definitely has not been an ideal participant in practice and meetings, and it's at almost every turn the organization's making excuses and defending him. We've heard in multiple weeks this year that they did not have a good week of practice.
Sure.
Those guys didn't get benched. They weren't doing everything, right? So exceptions are made. And I said what I said about the robust reporting about what Trayvon Diggs isn't doing, because I need to hear it's, you know, way above and beyond the failures of you know, other players on this team. And I just feel like the need is so big. I can't believe that they actually think he's worse than some of these guys that have gone out there and played corner for him this year.
Yeah, but you also can't, like, just forget about the fact that he found a way to concuss himself at home on a Thursday night.
Mistakes happen. You know, things happen at the house.
I've never seen that before.
No, and I honestly, I think the Cowboys have held a lot of information and kept it private. I don't think Diggs can really complain about how he's been treated. I think he's lucky that he's still collecting a paycheck. They could have probably put him on NFI, and he wouldn't be getting paid right now.
So, I mean, without revealing what it was or digging into that at all, you just don't have any tolerance for guys that have an accident at the house? Like, injuries happen off the football field.
I think it's a case-by-case situational deal, and if you're a player where that's the only issue that it's ever come up, it's a totally different story to a guy that they've clearly had in the last two off-seasons frictions with based on how he's carried himself in the off-season by being accountable, being in the building, where he's done his rehab, has he shown up in the best shape, has he shown up healthy and ready to go, and then the play on the field matters. Like, the George Pickens stuff, totally fair, the late to meetings and all that. He did get benched. I think he's been fined by the team, but it's not like they're not playing it, but George is also crushing it on the field. Again, if this was like 2023 first two games Diggs or 2021 Diggs, I think we're having a totally different conversation. When you're performing on the field, you look past a lot of stuff. When you've been kind of just a guy, or you've been getting burned and not been very good, that's when it's like, is it worth having you active or not? And that's where Diggs is in his career.
Elsewhere on Cowboys Twitter, DeMarvian Overshown, no snap count. I don't know why we're saying pitch count, boys. There's a perfect alternative for football.
It's snap count.
It's a snap count.
Yeah.
4 games in 18 days. Cowboys wanted to be careful with Overshown, writes Todd Atcha. Could be a new look at a linebacker with Logan Wilson getting more snaps. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. You know, I think I'm looking forward to Overshown being turned loose and playing to his strengths a little bit more. Like, between playing man corners in zone and not blitzing DeMarvian Overshown, I think Matt Eberflus might be actively trying to get fired. Maybe he just doesn't want to be around here next year.
Fans would be thrilled about that. The official injury report did just drop. Guyton is officially out, so Nate Thomas is going to start, as Steven told us. Clowney, Diggs, Ferguson, all listed as questionable. Clowney was a full participant today, so that's great news. Diggs, Ferguson listed as limited, but those are the only four with injury designations heading into the game.
Josh, Joseph Hoyt posting Trayvon Diggs moving around well at practice. He also wrote that Josh Butler posted the other day that he is healthy as well. I think they're waiting to see if a spot opens up and if he is needed to be activated off of PUP. That is Josh Butler, a corner that played a half dozen or so games last year and was pretty dang good, can tackle all right, but they do have some decent depth beyond Trayvon Diggs there at corner. Jake Ferguson was with the rehab group, but as Stephen Jones and many others have said today, he is trending in a good direction. Joined us last night and said he should be fine. So Shoddy and the team optimistic that he will be good to go. Okay, let's dive in more to these storylines as Nick Harris, Star Telegram, joins us next year. It's the GBAG Nation on your home.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
With the Cowboys. Shoot, yeah, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time to chat with Nick Harris of the Star-Telegram. And good afternoon, Nick. How the heck are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How are we doing?
We're doing pretty good. I'm hoping for victory on Sunday night. How confident should Cowboys fans be against the Vikings?
Yeah, I think there should be some medium confidence in this game. I would caution against the confidence being too high. I think there are some things that this Brian Flores defense does really well that plays into what this Cowboys offense doesn't necessarily do well. I look at red zone efficiency for both sides. The red zone defense for Brian Flores' squad is one of the best in the NFL. And in the Cowboys' losses where the offense has kind of sputtered over the course of the last couple of months, you have looked at red zone issues being a big hindrance in getting them extra points on the scoreboard. They were 1-for-3 against Detroit. And then you also look at how Brian Flores sends blitzes on 49% of opponents' dropbacks. And after a week where the Cowboys gave up 19 pressures against the Lions, 11 from Nate Thomas, which sounds like he will start once again on Sunday, it's going to be incredibly important for the Cowboys offensive line to keep Dak Prescott upright and keep him hurling in this ball game.
Yeah, Dak's very good at handling the blitz in general. Is there anything different about the way Brian Flores and the way that he does blitz that should change the outcome?
Yeah, it's not necessarily anything that Dak hasn't seen in his career, and we were talking about it with him just a little bit yesterday during his availability. He's like, yes, Brian Flores does throw some unique looks at you from a pressure standpoint, but it's not anything that you haven't already seen. And he did point at, and Brian Schottenheimer has pointed at it this week, as well as Matt Eberflus, that this Vikings team, they will throw some things out in a game that they have not necessarily thrown on film throughout the season. It feels like there's kind of a unique element to what the Vikings try to install and implement each week as, you know, kind of a layer of newness, if you will. And that certainly goes into Brian Flores' group, too.
So I guess the big talking point for us certainly is Trayvon Diggs, Nick. And I know you just put out a piece here on the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. We just talked to Steven about it. Diggs says he's ready to go. Steven says they're going to make that decision tomorrow. What's your assessment of this entire Diggs saga up to this point?
Yeah, it's kind of been the big cloud of controversy around this team over the course of the last couple of months, it feels like, you know, and I'm not sure that, you know, with the culture that Brian Schottenheimer has tried to build since he's been hired, I'm not sure that Diggs has necessarily been a positive factor within that. And it really kind of shined on Wednesday whenever Shoddy said that, it's going to come down to him doing everything the right way. And Eberflus talking about from the moment he enters the building to the time he exits the building, you know, got to be consistent with everything that he does. And that's a word that we're continuing to hear quite a bit when it comes to Trayvon Diggs, is the consistency factor. You know, and I think back to, you know, I know it's a much different situation, but I think back to Jaden Blue when he couldn't get on the active list, and now same thing right back again for Jaden Blue, that consistency word. And when this coaching staff does not feel like consistency is being met, it doesn't matter who you are, they won't play you. And so that's a big thing that I'm going to be looking at. Tomorrow they have to make that decision to either activate him off IR or not in time for Sunday's game. And then they have to make the decision to activate him off IR, period, prior to December 21st, or he won't return this season. And, you know, we were talking to Trayvon in the locker room earlier today. He was a little short with most of his answers, but you know, one thing that he did expound upon was when he was asked, "Do you want to be here moving forward?" And he said, "Yes, absolutely. I love Dallas. I love the relationships I've built here." And you know, I think that's something that we've been questioning over the course of the last couple of months, especially since Micah Parsons was traded. You know, obviously that was his best friend on the team. You know, how did he take that? And, you know, he made his intentions clear about wanting to remain in Dallas, but he now represents himself as his representation and agency. And I'm sure there's going to be some conversations had with this front office this offseason, because regardless, they can't move forward with what his contract number looks like going into these next couple of seasons. So even if there is a path for him to return in 2026, it's going to have to look much different from a contract standpoint.
Nick, do you think there's collective frustration defensively with the scheme and the way guys are being used, and Diggs is the only one that's really voiced that to the media?
No, I don't necessarily feel like that. You know, I think there were some, you know, pieces that, you know, it certainly didn't play into what their strengths were. I think Diggs is one of those guys. I think I don't know, though. I look at a guy like Diggs, right, and he has been better as a man corner throughout his career. So has De'Ron Bland and Savone Revel when he was coming into the NFL and into the draft process, you know, around this time last year. You know, he was looked at as one of the better man corners in college football from prior to his ACL tear. And, you know, I think you've seen some guys buy into, hey, this is what we got to do now. This is what, you know, they are teaching us. And I don't think you've necessarily seen that from Diggs. And I think that is where the disconnect has probably arrived between him and the coaching staff. And it's not necessarily that, you know, this coaching staff can't take any pushback. Shoddy, I think, has been really good with that in the past, especially with veteran players like Diggs. But I think when it comes to not finding a middle ground, not finding a compromise, and not still trying to find what this scheme is and how that plays into each player's specific traits, I think that's where the disconnect really arrives with Diggs. But if you're talking about other players, man, you could look at a guy like DeMarvin Overshown. You know, that he's in a completely different defense than what he was last year. He's taken on a little bit more responsibilities as the weeks go by, and you know, he's been able to buy into it more and more. Same thing with De'Ron Bland and Revel. Since he's been on the field, it's been completely new to him. He has not played in a scheme like this in his entire football career, and he's been chopping at the bit to learn more and more and get ready for it. So I actually talked to Revel today in the locker room, and he's looking forward to getting back out on the field against the Vikings and, you know, kind of washing that bad game against Detroit out of the way. So, you know, it's a player-by-player basis, but I think with Diggs, there's probably a little bit more disconnect.
Nick Harris, Star Telegram, with us. If Trayvon isn't back, how big of a need is corner on defense compared to, I guess, linebacker, safety, and edge?
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be a lot of defensive additions that they're going to have to make. I mean, I look at edge right now, though, as one that, you know, I was just talking about this with some of the guys on the beat before leaving the facility a few moments ago. Edge is going to have to be one that they for sure need to address in the offseason. You know, Dante Fowler is on an expiring contract, or Jadeveon Clowney, expiring contract. You know, where do they find the edge help? You know, Donovan Ezeraku, that's a guy that has obviously increased confidence in his coaching staff to put him out there. Sam Williams, he probably doesn't come back, but is it a situation where, hey, if they can get him on a cheap contract, do they go ahead and bring him back for a year or two? So it's edge is certainly one I'm looking at from a number standpoint. But corner for sure is another one. I know they do have a lot of confidence in Savone Revel to be that starting guy moving forward. And they have De'Ron Bland locked up long-term. I think Reddy Stewart is probably a guy that could find his way back into Dallas as well.
Would Trayvon be one of the Cowboys' best three corners right now if he was activated?
Yeah, it's tough to say because, you know, you've looked at, you know, what he's put out on film this year, and you haven't necessarily seen that. But it's kind of been all over the place for all of these corners, right? It's been tough to figure out who exactly is the best in situations. You know, I feel pretty comfortable in saying that De'Ron Bland has been, you know, one of the best three options. Reddy Stewart, I feel like, has been one of the best three options. But even Bland is giving up, you know, the fifth most yards in zone coverage of any corner in the NFL this season. So it's kind of tough to discern that when this secondary just purely has not played well all year.
Nick Harris with us here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm hopeful that Javonte Williams in the running game can get going against Minnesota. What are your thoughts on how the running game is and heading into this game? Could this be a get-right moment?
Yeah, and the run game is certainly an aspect of this offense that has been focused on by this coaching staff over the course of the last 10 days. since that game against Detroit. The efficiency numbers haven't quite been there, and that's something that Todd Archer of ESPN has been chasing down in the locker room this week and talking to coaches and players about. It's like, okay, yes, your numbers in the run game have looked okay, but you've also broken off a couple of big runs, and it makes those big runs, they kind of inflate the numbers to what they really are on first and second down. And first down was really the issue against Detroit. They have to get better at running the ball on first and second down in those early down situations to not put themselves in late down situations. So, you know, there is an emphasis there. I think you'll see them try to hunt those opportunities here against the Vikings, especially against this pressure-happy, this blitz-happy defensive front.
Speaking of blitzing, why is Overshown not blitzing more? What is Eberflus seeing that we are not?
Yeah, I think you're going to see that a little bit more. I think that is on the horizon. DeMarvian Overshown has had the snap count or pitch count, whatever you want to call it, taken off of him. And, you know, we were talking to him in the locker room today. He was like, okay, so what does that look like? You know, and he was like, well, off the field in certain packages, and now I'm going to be on the field in those packages. And we're asked, okay, what are a couple of those packages? He's like, well, when there's been a five-man front, I've simply been the guy off the field whenever they had the two linebackers in the middle. So I think you'll see me a little bit more in those kinds of situations. I personally think you'll see him in more blitzing situations as well. You know, let him go and attack the backfield. Got a feeling you might have an instance or two of that on Sunday night against the Vikings.
You think the Raiders have any shot of beating the Eagles?
Man, that weather. Man, that's brutal, isn't it? No, I'm going to go ahead and put no.
No.
It would be crazy, though. I'd say that. I would start to put my playoff radar up if the Raiders somehow pulled that off. It's not quite up right now, but yeah, that would be a wild result.
Great stuff, as always, Nick. Thank you so much for your time. Have a good weekend. We'll catch up with you soon.
I appreciate you, fellas. Hey, keep an eye on these state semifinals this weekend. There's going to be some big ones around DFW.
That's right. I know you always got your eye on it. There he is, Nick Harris, Star Telegram, with you here in the G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Keep your eye on the North Texas Food Bank as well. We're helping restock their shelves throughout the rest of today. Please go to 105thefan.com/donate. Couple of bucks feeds a family. You know, seriously, like with these food pantries and stuff, a dollar goes a long way. So throw them a couple of bucks. Make sure everybody that needs to eat can here at this holiday season and beyond. Well, Chuck, what is next?
Let's do a football fix, shall we? A career night, angry bowls, and a Cowboy record on the verge of being broken. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.